This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been reading the minor prophets in the Old Testament as we progress in reading through the Bible by the end of this year. Today, we look at Zephaniah, who speaks about God's day of judgment. Around the dial of a church clock in Strasbourg, France, are the words, "One of these hours the Lord is coming." That is true. Are you ready to meet him? God is long-suffering, but there is a point beyond which there's a judgment day, and what a dreadful day that will be. Those who carelessly say in their heart, "The Lord will do nothing, neither good or bad," Zephaniah 1:12, will one day find him searching for them with lamps. When he finds them, he will strike. Zephaniah describes what that dreadful day will be like. There'll be a remnant among God's people, a residue after God's purging fire. Remaining true to God in times of fierce testing is essential to be numbered among those in whom he delights. Listen to God's promise in Zephaniah 2:3. "Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger." And in chapter 3, verse 17, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Before that day of calamity strikes, it'd be wise to heed the prophet's warning and instruction. Humble yourself before God, seek his face, and trust in him.